With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 3 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes return to the Swineman tribe to wreak a merry hell. Previously...
You are the thin pinks coming in, trying to find our whale where we found them? Told us that's what you were here for?
Yes, as you will discover, over the course of this game, that 20 years fucked the world something good.
You want the whale? Says the chief.
No.
I will give you the whale.
No, we don't want...
Assuming you complete the trial of Hawk.
The smell of gasoline fills your nose and almost destroys your ape nose.
Holy fuck, all right.
My fair swine man, take a look around. What's that over there? My gasoline's on the ground. I drank it, I promise. It is all gone. I am an ape, and this is my song.
Pop a pill into your ape lips.
So,
yeah.
We kind of keeps glancing back at the...
I just keep giving them thumbs up. You're doing a ripper job, mate.
We got the whale from the facility.
You kind of put your foot in the pedal, and as you start to leave, with Swine Man kind of like acting as a sort of, like an envoy, Mickey pipes up and he's like, what's wrong with...
Nothing's wrong, Mickey, just be quiet.
Worst
Why
case,
not?
Yeah,
worst best case scenario.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, oh, I'm an ape again.
An ape in the back of a Jeep.
It's like
a
Matrix.
Exactly. All right, Ape Joel, in the body of the chief, you keep walking through these grunt tunnels, and like occasionally you'll come to a fork and you'll have to like tunnel down underneath like a small hole that you'll have to kind of squeeze through, or you'll have to climb a ladder. It's quite a like in-depth tunnel system.
This is just going to get abandoned down here.
You feel like you're quite deep under the ground. There's a gentle drip from the ceiling as mud splotches down onto the hard metallic surface. Eventually, as you're walking, you start to hear, like, you come into an area that has a lot less mud in it.
Yeah.
And the floor is a lot more metallic. And you, along with your trotter steps, you sort of start to hear lots of little trotter steps behind you, lots of little... as you walk.
That's probably nothing. Just keep walking. Just trying to find the sow.
Radio.
At this point, Ape Joel just wants to know what the sow is and why swine men want it restarted. And I have an inkling.
I like that. He's like, we could have done the quest. Like, I know. You're just out there in the Jeep. Being like,
playing cards with Mickey.
Being like, Mickey, what card do you want to put down?
Yeah.
He's like, I am a car.
Mickey, you're not playing the game right.
But I imagine you're playing like Space Invaders on the screen and Mickey's like... This is my face.
Okay, Dusha, eventually, like, it's not even, like, hidden. You just look around, or maybe even they just come in front of you. Lots of tiny little piglet men are walking around you. They're, like, itty-bitty, small, completely naked, because clearly they've just been birthed, and they're all just kind of walking around you and imitating the things you do. Lots of just little piglet men, maybe about 6.
That's all right.
You can also... Fuck, man, you're getting good rolls. You can hear in the distance a kind of the sound of machinery grinding, like a kind of like it's attempting to do something, but every time it tries, something goes wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to head towards the sound, I'm assuming, whatever.
Yeah, and like, hang on, and also to the piglets, I'm like, hey, fellas, what's going on? It's your boy, the thin white Duke.
It's your boy.
Oh, fellas.
They hug your legs.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe one of them climbs your bristles on your back.
That's good. That's fine. I'm happy.
I'm a piggyback.
I've got 4 brains plus 3 for beasts, and piglet men are definitely beasts.
Oh, they are beasts.
So So I'm not scared. I mean, I wasn't worried anyway because
it's not even you.
If he dies, he dies. In the wise words of not Clubber Lang, the other bloke. Anyway, Rocky. Anyway,
Rightio. Look, you managed to make it to. Like, you follow the machinery, and as you walk, the mud gets less and less until you're in almost, like, not pristine. It's clearly been worn away by age, but you're in, like, a large metal room. And there's a sort of steel door with a small, very thick glass window, which you can see has been opened in the past, but is shut at the moment. And you can hear this coming from behind the wall. Behind the door.
Look through the glass.
Anyway, through the glass, you can see this massive steel machine. It's got a sort of central vat full of this pink goo. Several pipes coming off that vat. A lot of computers around the outside, like a control room. And a single pipe that kind of like leads into a small glass chamber. And you can see that this pipe is like, well, actually, can you? You got a good brains? Do you get anything? It's not a tower, beast.
It's a new monument.
It is a new monument. So 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, all right. You can see that there's something stuck in one of the pipes.
That's all right. I use my knowledge of machines, I guess. No, okay, so I open the door.
Ready?
I go in. I'm in there. I can see the...
You can see a blockage in one of the pipes. You could go.
I'm going to use my ape punching.
You just did the quest. You just did the quest alone. That's good.
Yeah, but like, there's no... The reason I didn't do the quest is because I didn't want either of us to die. And because he said before that no one came back alive.
That's not fair. I wonder what killed him.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for too. That's what I'm excited to see. Yeah. Also, I was wondering if I complete the quest, I'll just walk out of the city, give us whatever we got, and then go back in and then just turn into the ape. What else?
All right. Ready? What are you?
Just like looking at your gross body still wagging out. I hope he's all right.
You're having a little seizure. I don't know what he's doing.
Thought the plan was to get the guy in the tunnels and just wag back here.
You'd be so confused. He was like, "Don't worry, I'll be out soon." You're like, "Okay,
all right."
It's been like
an hour.
Yeah, it's been like an
Two?
Hour.
All right.
Ready? You're gonna try.
Do I know much about his wagging?
Look, like, is there a distance? It's happened before.
Is there a distance thing?
I didn't
stop trying to get me out of this.
I'm just saying, because if there was a distance or there wasn't a distance thing, like, I'm just going to go back to Muckmouth, like, make headway.
I say you can start going. There's not that much. There's not a, like, I mean, he all couldn't right. walk to, like, the other side of the world, but look.
Walking back is all right.
Yeah. Certainly the filth port, you'll be right.
All right, so I'm looking at the machine, trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to fix this. Would you like to...
I'm just going to, just be like, all right, look, he's been there about half an hour.
Yeah.
He's having some fun. I figured.
Assume this is right. I feel like if
this isn't our first rodeo. Let's be
if
honest.
If he'd die, he'd be the ape again.
Yeah, so I guess he's doing having fun.
Yeah, he's doing him. All right, we'll head off.
Yeah, we'll head off, Mickey. We'll just, yeah.
Rodeo, you put your foot to the pedal of the metal, but the tires just spin in the mud. Give it another go. Yeah, look, this time you start making headway back towards Filthport. Like, the wind's in your hair, the rain is stopped for once. It's getting kind of nice.
Oh, that's
comparatively.
I'd have a lovely long old chat with Mickey on the way home.
Mickey's like, dude, I'm a car. That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah.
How did that happen?
It's like, hey, Mickey, how come, you know, after Dinosaur Park, we just, like, we had a moment, but then it just sort of fizzled. Like, how come we never...
Well, I mean, you know, there was the will reading, and then the cataclysm, and I became a car. I've been through a lot.
Hey, it's all right, Mickey.
You know, like, we're bonding now.
That's true.
Deep within the Grand Tunnels. How are you going to try and... What's your plan? So you've got your central vat full of pink liquid.
Big is the pipe that's blocked? Is it like one of those like stereotypical big metal pipe?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to use my ape punching. Oh, I'm not an ape anymore.
Swine man.
Yeah.
Swine man punching.
No, I'll just use my punches then. I'm just going to try and punch the problem loose.
Righty-o. What's your punches?
Four.
Okay, so it's two because you're a swine man.
Damn.
You got old swine man.
Like, you could just lodge the swine man into the gears, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I'll punch it. See, I'm just going to see if this works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, 19.
I punch good.
You bring back your trotter and slam it into the pipe. You slam it into the pipe. You hear like a from inside the pipe.
Good.
Mm. You also hear the sound of like a large stomping metal footsteps from somewhere else on the other side of the machine.
They completely ignore those and punch again, I guess.
Punch it loose?
Yeah, punch it loose.
You kind of slam it again, but it seems fairly lodged in there. It seems like you, every time you hit it, you're not actually moving the thing. You're making a dent in it, but you're not going to be able to smack it loose. More likely, you're just going to pierce it with your trotter.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that.
Rightio. Nice. You slam your trotter in. Viscera and blood starts trickling down your swine man hand. And then... I'm going to give you a chance to react. 10. Mm. You feel an immense pain in your middle. You look down and a, like, pitchfork has pierced its way through your chest and is protruding out of your stomach. Like, through your back and is protruding out of your chest. You can hear, intruder, intruder, from behind you. Quite loud in your swine man ears. This is a game of piercing.
Turn around, I guess. Well, okay. I mean, like, sort of look around and see what it looks like.
You look around and there's like this metallic, like stereo, like a robot, like an android, that is kind of in the visage of a stereotypical farmer standing behind you. You've got overalls on, a pitchfork, and like a metallic sun hat. It's got a pitchfork through you and its face, which doesn't have like a mouth, but just has like a sort of little like LED light, is just flashing red, being like, intruder, intruder, dead pig, dead pig. All of the little piglet men have run.
Mm.
Take away, what's your health now?
I mean, like,
10, well, yeah. So 5, so you're on 2 health as this swine man chief.
It's all right.
Initiative, I guess? Yeah. Or are you just not fighting back? Like,
well, how close did I get to unclogging the pipe?
You are you removing your trotter? Because, look, okay, all right, here we go. All right. Yeah, okay, so look, you figured that there was something in the pipe blocking it. You've killed that something, but you might need to mush it a bit more to get it through the pipe.
Well, that's what I use my dying breath to do.
Okay.
Fix the soap.
Oh, natural 20. You bring back your trotter and slam it twice into the pipe. There's no sound. There's no scream. Just more splurts of blood. And then as the machine starts up again, and you can see the fucking pierced body of a piglet man slam into the glass case. And then another one go through the pipe. Doesn't get lodged this time. It lands on its bloodied brother. Then it gets up, climbs out, and falls into the mud. And then... hang on. The farmer robot pulls out his pitchfork, and you die. You wake up in the back of the Jeep, halfway back to Filthport.
I had a time.
You all right, mate?
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, so... I thought I might have been able to stop the swine men, but I accidentally fixed their machine that made swine men, and now there's a robot farmer.
That's what?
It's probably nothing for us to worry about anymore, though.
All right.
You're probably good.
So what happened to the thin white duke?
He's dead.
Ah. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's for the best.
He wasn't a great bloke. They get swine town fucking hog. They're going to be confused as fuck. I tell you what. How well was I acting?
Like amazing, mate. Oh, it took me a while to realize who'd you wogged into. I lie.
Oh, hang on, you're always blue. Oh, you can see right.
Look, I'm not going to lie also, Joel. That hurt my feelings a little bit, mate. Hey, got job well done me.
You did it. You did the job.
It was dangerous, so I'm glad we didn't say yes to it.
Oh, that's good. But yeah. Hey, we know the location, so it's
what a good way to do every mission in the game. You just sit in the car. You fucking jump into someone and do it for them.
Yeah. You have to buy, you stuck up on some, romance books I can read in the car.
Yeah, you'll be right.
Shitty paperbacks.
I can see how we've done so well in this wasteland.
Exactly. You arrive back at Filthport. Filthport is not a large settlement. It's a small inlet with like filthy, muddy water on the coast leading out into the sea. There's a couple of like unpleasant tin houses. You know, this is where you live. This is where your dwelling will be. And there's a sort of like a large, almost like a Viking longhouse in which Muckmouth resides. I'm assuming you pull up your Jeep amongst all the other wasteland cars. Or you pull up Mickey, I guess. Mm-hmm. All the other wasteland cars. Get out and head for Muckmouth's house.
Yep.
Right here. You open the door. Or you push past the curtain or whatever. And inside is Muckmouth. Muckmouth is this, like, raider, female raider. She clearly has retired to just lead this little community. She's tough as nails, covered in, like, almost like a similar armor to you. Foul mouth. Terrible. She's tough, but she gets the job done. She, the moment you come in, she looks up. Ah, you boys are back, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you fucking get it?
Yeah, it's in a facility a couple day, a days north of...
Did you find out specifically where?
In a facility.
Yeah?
No, the facility.
Yeah, the facility.
It's a days north of Hog...
Hogtown.
You fucking idiots.
Like... It's the facility.
Okay, you make a pretty good argument. She's like, well, there are several fucking facilities, aren't there, that you stupid shit? You, she kind of thinks you. She's like, you fuckwit of an ape. Neither of you fuckwits thought, maybe I'll check out where exactly it fucking is in this wasteland.
Well, all right, you want us to go back out there then?
Do you want us to go get...
Like, you just wanted information. We could have got you the whale, but you were like,
whale?
No.
Do you want that whale?
Because we could have got you the whale from the it's a bloody swine man.
It's a sperm whale. That's all right.
Like, it's half eaten.
Well, like, I don't want that fucking one.
I didn't think you did.
Oh.
All right, we'll go. We'll go to the facility.
No, where? Good luck fucking going out there in the wasteland, you stupid bastard.
North of the...
For fine. A day.
We're going back to the fucking mud pit. Right. I do a U-bolt. I just do a U-bolt and we go back to the goddamn swine man.
Right. You arrive back at the entrance of the swine man facility and you can hear, like, there is chaos happening behind those walls. You don't know what's going on. The two guards that are normally at the front are just not there.
We got a mission. We either, like, got to get that spiritual leader or kidnap him. We've got to get information, all right? All right. All right?
All right.
All right.
Just between me and you also, Joel, I reckon we make him think that this is a rescue mission for him.
Yeah.
It's actually a kidnapping.
Good idea.
Got him good. Yeah.
All right. Let's drive through them gates.
You can hear inside there is nothing but just unbridled chaos. It seems Douche's exploits down in the grunt tunnels have caused civil unrest amongst the swine men. You can just hear like a fucking squealing coming from inside.
All right. So, yeah. So, we need information from the spiritual advisor. We need to kidnap him or convince him it's a rescue mission. And that's our goal right now.
Right here.
All right. So, go up to the gate and just it's a bit open.
Nudge it with the four-wheel drive.
Just right here. Boop. Oh, nice. Yeah, natural 20. Oh. So, you just kind of gently... Open. Are you opening it or are you just nudging it like a little bit to see inside?
Ah, opening it.
What are you? You open it up very gently.
Open the door with a car. Simple.
Simple. Easy. It doesn't have fucking handles or mechanisms. So you just kind of like.
Clever girl.
Open the two doors. And inside you can see there are just swine men running around everywhere. Some of them seem to be like collecting all of their stuff, like they're going somewhere. Others, like, are just fighting. You can see two swine men just slamming tusks together.
Mm-hmm.
You have honestly... Oh, actually, do you? Let's roll for Dusha. Plus three for Bit. Oh, no. Dusha, you're like, this is a fucking mystery. And Zamet. Oh, God. With your negative two for farms, you have no clue what's happened. The two of you are like, what the fuck is this?
I wonder what's happening here. Lucky there is absolutely no way of knowing.
Well, like, you are obviously aware that this is because of something you did. That you can't make any other observations.
Huh. I wonder what's going on. Just have a bit of a drive around then.
Right
here. Have a bit of a head towards the center.
As you cruise around.
Just have a bit of a cruise.
Okay. As you cruise, you like cruise around to like the whale. And as you approach, you see a swine man. In the flurry, get his spear turned and just jab it into the side of Mickey. But Mickey just keeps driving and just like keying a car, like nothing happens. The car's already pretty beat up. You drive around the side of the whale to where you were drinking the gasoline earlier, and there's a couple of swine men fighting there. Again, they're just jabbing at the car as you go by, and none of them seem to be hitting you, you know, as you... Idiots. They don't seem like a threat. You cannot see the spiritual advisor anywhere. You just...
All right, I want to look for a swine man who is not perhaps fighting. Mm-hmm. He looks a bit lost, a bit weary. Just a bit like they're also a little bit confused and hazy. Maybe one of the ones running around, like, Radio. With their stuff. A weaker swine man.
Zamet, you're looking around, but, like, all the swine men look alike to you. Dusha, though, you maybe because you spent some time in the body of the thin white dude, you can pick out a very confused one immediately. Most of them seem like they're fighting each other, or they're digging, or they're collecting things. This one's just sort of standing there, looking from side to side, keeps touching his clothes. He doesn't know what's happening.
Sick.
You've got convincing skills, don't you?
No, let me know.
You're going to let him know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oi, also Joel, that yes. one over there.
Oi, you! I point to that. Come here! Come here!
It trots over to you.
First question. Do you know where you get whales from?
That was a bad opening question, but that's okay.
Whales?
Yeah.
He just seems like he has no idea. He just shakes his swine head.
Do you know what's going on? Like if he knew what whales was, he could hop in the back and then he's on our way.
Oh, yeah.
The swine man, like, ignores you and just starts climbing into the back of the Jeep.
Yeah, right. Just get in.
Okay, he's in the back of the Jeep. Do you have seatbelts?
Of course.
Belts up. Sick. Like, gets his trotter and just slams on the side. Like, all right, let's go.
All right.
Yeah, just get me out of here. Yeah, get me out of here.
Like, we start driving.
It's a rescue mission. We're here for you and also the spiritual advisor.
Unless you know where the facility is.
Fuck. Oh, hang on. Don't do shit. He's like, thanks. Thank God you came for me. And he kind of points you in the direction of, like, through the slums. He's like, yeah, the spiritual advisor's that way. And Zamet. Have you got anything that can benefit you here? This is a handsomeness. Oh, yeah, with your convincing and all the goods. He's like, I know of a couple of facilities.
A couple? Yeah, let's go rescue the advisor.
Radio, you kind of like it seems like getting through the slums is not really a path. You might just need to careen through them.
Yeah,
all right. You're driving, Sam, I assume?
Yep. My four-wheel drive.
Yeah, true, nice. Bloody champion. Radio, you slam through the slums. All swine men houses and like objects and knickknacks are just flying all around your car. A couple of them land in the back.
Oh, sick.
Let's just roll some swine men. Oh, sorry. A box of fine cigars slams on the back seat. And just a couple of like pieces of cured leather slam into the back as well. From like a errant swine man house or chest just in the back.
I have a look in them cigars. Yeah, remembering, I smoke in this universe. What? Swine man, what's your name again? I'm going to call you Daryl. Daryl, give me one of them cigars.
He opens it with his trotters and hands you a cigar.
I chomp down on one of them.
Hands me one.
Okay. Oh, smoking ape. Yeah.
Smoking ape. Radio. So...
Hang on, we got a box of fine cigars. How many cigars were in that box?
6 of 10. So, 6. There's meant to be 10 in there, but there's only 6. It's a wasteland.
Yeah, so, 4 now.
4 now, yeah.
And cured leather.
Cured leather. So, 2 pieces of just, like, leather that has been cured to build into a armor or Sick. Clothes.
Can't wait to make ape armor later.
That's all right.
It's going to be good. Out of an ape. Apes and apes.
Only time will tell.
You slam through the slums, and on the other side is another clearing, a smaller one. This one kind of like, it's still in the mud, but it looks a little bit nicer, almost like a grotto. There's this gnarled tree in the middle, and the spiritual advisor seems like he's almost praying to the tree.
All right, we drive in. Spiritual advisor, your prayers have been answered. We're here to rescue you. Get in.
Ready,
if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live. Nice. He like, the prayers have been answered. Oh, he kind of hugs the tree and clambers back into the car. He kind of turns to the other swine man that's in there and he's like, oh, hello.
Spiritual advisor, this is our new friend Daryl. We came to rescue you from the prayers, but Daryl also prayed real good.
Fair. Like,
to do like a 3-point turn. Maybe hit the tree.
Well, let's roll for it.
And then just keep going.
Oh, no. You do a 3-point turn. But maybe it's the mud. Maybe it's the fact that it's quite an enclosed area. But your tire and the back of your car just slams into the tree. It has like a metallic sound. Perfect. As you hit into the tree and you like get rid of some of the wood as well. You can see that there's like a pipe in there of some variety. Yeah. Then you peel out.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe scrap some of that wood, spiritual advisor. That's meant to happen.
Wood. He seems like he's in a weird headspace, so he grabs some wood. You can add 2 pieces of wood to your inventories, I guess.
All right. And then
like 2x4s?
No, like more like just like chunks of bark.
Something I can easily make a sign out of. And let's shuffle on off.
Ready, yep. You going to drive through the slums again?
Yeah.
Try and collect some more loot?
Yep.
Oh, why not?
But you get into the middle of the slums, but then your tires spin out in the mud.
Ugh.
But you can probably collect some loot while you're here.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well.
Old meat?
Old meat?
Yes. So I like that everything you'll get 2 of, and I just don't care. And, oh, nice. A pair of swine man tusks flip over the front of the car. Maybe as you were sliding around in the mud, you hit some that have been buried, and they kind of like curl around and slam into the back seat between the spiritual advisor and Daryl.
Awesome.
Look, we're not going to use the old meat. Fellas, spiritual advisor, Daryl, would you like some meat? Are you hungry? Yeah. You hungry, boys? You hungry, fellas?
Dusha, have you got anything that helps you here?
Let's have a look. I've got +3 for beasts.
Yeah, that's right. You've got your beast abilities.
Some 4 brain, yeah.
Yeah, the fellas are, the swine men are like, yeah, okay, they eat the old meat. It seems fine for them.
They're happy?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, that's good.
It's just old.
Get rid of the old meat then, because they just used it.
just fed the swine men.
Do we need to work like worry about gasoline, by the way?
Oh, in your car?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when you're running out.
All right,
because
so,
you're,
you know.
You're a little like fucking, yeah. Whatever you call
Mickey.
It. Mickey, like you can't, the fucking dashboard is shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What the fuck am I trying to say?
Fuel gauge.
Fuel gauge, thank you, God. Yeah, your fuel gauge is shot. You have no idea how much fuel you have left. That's good.
Because I was going to say, like, while we're here, they just drink gasoline.
Oh, you could stock up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Radio, you pull up, you're going to pull up in the slums or you're going to, like, where are you getting out?
Spirit Advisor.
Yes.
So I know that we need gasoline. Where's the best place for it?
He kind of, like, extends a trotter. Oh, over there.
All right.
In a gasoline house. It's gasoline a storehouse. House. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. We'll just chuff on over there then.
Ready?
Let's just careen that way.
Cool. Okay, back through the slums. Oh, fuck. You're making a mess of it, Simon. Like, it's like you could do this conceivably by only crushing a couple of little houses, but you're just driving so messily that you just slam into nearly every house in the slums. Also, add to your inventory. Tennis shoes.
Oh, sick.
Radio, you arrive at like a stronger looking structure amongst the slums. This one seems to be built out of metal instead of wood and bones. You can see inside are these large, similar to the ones that you drank out of, but much larger, like the size of like canisters, like gasoline canisters. Are these massive mugs full of gasoline.
All right, so we've got any jerry cans?
Or
anything we can just kind of, you know?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm going to say you've got 2 jerry cans in the back.
Sick. Yeah, let's just start. Get some gasoline in them jerry cans.
Fill both of
the
jerry cans. And also fill Mickey while we're there, because we're clever boys.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Ready? You fill Mickey up. He's like, I know I'm a car, but I enjoy this. I was once a man, but this is pleasurable for some reason. Not in a sexual way.
I whisper like, me too, Mickey.
Okay. Okay. I was going to be like, you're jumped, but you're not, because they rolled terribly as well. You hear the sound of sloshing through the mud as you're filling up the jerry cans, and 2 swine men, confused and wild, burst into the room with you. Mm-hmm. It's a quite tight and closed area, but they're about to fight you. Let's roll your initiative. Ready-o. And there. Ready-o. So it goes... Zamet, swine men, douche. Too
right.
Invested in that gasoline or
fair
something.
Enough. Let's get my hot pies and cough sword.
Yep.
And do a bit of a double whammy.
Oh, nice.
Onto
Nah, one of them.
Yeah, radio.
Fuck one of them up.
Just fuck one of them up good.
Yeah.
Radio. Let me grab. Okay, you getting any pluses? Sign swords plus five.
Yeah.
Does this count as a smack in the mouth? Radio. Four. You take your sign sword out of your back, maybe even drop down to one knee and just swing it through one of the swine men. You cut his body clean in half. It's almost like cartoon meat in the middle, just pink with a white bone in the center. He just sort of like, you slice, there's a pause, and the top of the swine man slides off and into the mud. Excellent. The other one, furious and even more afraid, attacks. And I guess you're the one who attacked his mates who's going to attack you. Radio. And that's your punches. Oh, no, you still did terribly.
That's all right.
The swine man, like, gets, like, sort of bows his head, snorts a bunch, and then runs at you and slams you into the wall with his tusks. They don't pierce your armor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
But he's got you pinned. Dusha?
I approach behind and try and tear his tusks off using my beast hands.
All right.
Well, taking guns is a plus three.
Taking tusks?
Tusks aren't guns.
That's true.
I'll allow for a lot.
Well, it's tusks aren't guns. Is it a grapple, though?
It is a grapple.
It's a grapple.
So that's plus four plus my four for punches.
Okay, so you're an 18 and or seven.
So 18 plus eight.
You're doing fine. Also, Joel, you're up against the wall. Maybe you're holding the tusks, trying to get them away from, like, piercing your armor. When you see the big, muscly gorilla hands of Ape Joel reach around, grab them, and with, like, maybe a mighty ape roar, just pop the tusks off. He's not dead. But a swine man's primary weapon has been taken.
I'm then looking at him like, stop that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
Stop intimidate. That? Just run. Run away, little piggy.
You get a plus two for intimidate, don't you?
One.
Plus one? So that's... Whoa. He kind of, like, it seems like this swine man is in too much of, like, a wild head state to even almost listen to your words. It's just panicking that its tusks have been taken. It doesn't attack, though, because it's kind of scared already.
Sick.
Dusha?
Let him go.
He's not... All right, you're doing nothing then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's like holding our turn for a bit. Just
yeah.
just waiting just... to see what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to hold your turn, Dabba?
Yeah.
Okay. The swine man
So we're both just standing around just like... What's the
just like, op- like can I open the door? But point.
Yeah.
It's like, convince him to go?
9, 10, 11, 12.
So I got some two to convince him.
Yeah.
Just fuck off, mate.
The swine man like looks at you with panic in its eyes. And then almost like thankful that you're letting it go. And it just bolts out of the door. It has gone back into the throng of swine man
that's
fighters.
That's
good. And also some more swine man tusks.
Yeah, we sure do. We've got two pairs now.
You've got one pair that's kind of they're like joined, kind of. Like the bone that connect. They're kind of connected to a bit of skull.
Mm-hmm.
This two that you've gotten are separate, though. They're individual tasks.
So two times individual tasks.
Yep.
Sick.
Ready? All right. You hop finish back filling in the gasoline and start driving out.
Yeah.
With Daryl and the spiritual advisor.
We did it.
Two new companions.
Fuck, you guys always get companions. It's bizarre. Radio, I like that you solve your problems, you know, in a normal role-playing setting.
Yeah.
You're like, fight your way, kill everyone. You're like, make everyone your mate. And those that you can't, murder.
That's up.
That's your strat.
It's a good strat.
As you're exiting.
Oh, I remember. I hope I see my raptor friend I made from last game.
Well, we'll see.
I'm worried because it's dinosaur world, but there hasn't been many dinosaurs yet. Or anything close. But I know that...
swine men. Just nothing but swine men.
And a robot farmer.
Will there actually be any dinosaurs in this game? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.